Checking on the Arts is made possible by the Orpheum Theater and by Memphis College of Art. Well, you probably can't smell it yet, but it's that time of year when the whole riverfront in downtown is enveloped in that wonderful smoke and sizzling meat of the Memphis in May International Barbecue Festival and Contest. And here's kind of something interesting. Ryan Fertel has a new book out called The One True Barbecue, Fire, Smoke, and the Pitmasters Who Cook the Whole Hog. He'll be signing it at the booksellers at Laurelwood this Sunday at 2 p.m. If you're not already barbecue sated by then, I know you'll want to get down there. If you happen to be going down to Oxford, he'll be at Square Books on Monday at 5 p.m. So, and Ryan is on the phone with me today. Ryan, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
You came into this kind of a sideways way, I guess. You actually are from Louisiana, southern Louisiana, and sort of got involved in barbecue through some work you did with our good friends in Oxford, the Southern Foodways Alliance. Tell us about how that came about.
Yes, sir. Growing up in southern Louisiana, I didn't grow up with much of a barbecue culture. Occasionally, a franchise would move in from Memphis and close, you know, pretty fast. It's just not a barbecue town where I grew up, Lafayette, Louisiana. The grill in our backyard stayed covered. I don't especially have any kind of deep attraction to barbecue until I moved up to Memphis in the summer of 2008. I was sent there by my mentor, who founded the Southern Foodways Alliance, that's John T. Edge.
Sure.
I was looking for something to do that summer, an assignment, before I moved back to New Orleans after 3 years out. And he said, well, you know, why don't you, we need someone to document the oldest, the most historical barbecue restaurants. Let's talk to the pitmasters in Memphis and West Tennessee. And so I did that. And so I kind of ate my way through Memphis. But it was when I went east of the city, specifically to Henderson County and Chester County, that I found something new, and that was Whole Hog Barbecue, and it was something that transformed my idea of what barbecue is and can be. It was a barbecue on a whole nother level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a really good point. Memphis, of course, is known as a barbecue town, but we're not a whole hog town. We are primarily a ribs and shoulder town. I don't even know of anybody locally that does whole hog here, so most of us have probably not had the experience of having whole hog barbecue unless we have a friend on a barbecue team that does it. What's the difference? What's the difference between a shoulder sandwich and a whole hog sandwich?
Yeah, well, first thing, I would encourage everyone that there is one remaining place that is about 2 hours outside the city. It's called Scott's Parker's Barbecue.
Sure.
In Lexington. And they're the last remaining place in that part of Tennessee that does whole hog over hardwood coal, so over fire. The difference is this is a 150 to 200-pound animal being cooked 12 to 15 hours. That's all throughout the night. It's stoked with fire, with coals, about every 20 minutes over this time. So it means that the pit master has to work throughout the night, has no time for sleep, has to stay on his feet. And so it was this that initially drew me, before even the food. I mean, the first barbecue sandwich I had that was served up to me by Ricky Parker in 2008 was really, really good. There was some fat in there. There was some good muscle. It was just all types of meat. There was a bit of crunch. I could tell that it came from different cuts of the animal. But it was when I went to the back of the restaurant, to the pit house, and saw the immensity, just the size of the organization that was going on there. The number of workers, it was his two sons, that do a lot of the work and have taken over from him, from Ricky. To heft a dozen or more 150-pound animals onto a pit, to flip them after several hours, to stay up all night, to keep these things from not bursting in the flame. And it's something that all whole hog pit masters have run into is pit fires that take down the whole structure, the whole building. There was something so strange to me about it, and so beautiful. And it also left a lot of opportunity. I would beg my way, Ricky Parker and other whole hog pit masters, especially across the Carolinas, I'd beg my way into their lives and just ask if I could sit around the fire with them, because there was so much time where nothing was happening, just hours filled with silence for them. And so we filled that with talking about everything. Before we talk about barbecue, we talk about life. We talk about the South. We talk about politics and religion and race and labor, all the things that you're not supposed to talk about at the dinner table. We found a way to talk about that around the fire.
Yeah, that's a really good point. The book itself is not so much about barbecue, but it's about the people. It's about these pitmasters who do this. And it's such grueling physical labor that it's not too surprising that there are not very many actual whole hog restaurants.
It's not surprising. A lot of these whole hog pitmasters carry scars on their arms. They're almost like battle scars from the grease of the hogs that like burn hot and fast like napalm almost. It's just a kind of a dangerous liquid that's flying when they have to flip these hogs.
One of the points of the book, I think, is that a lot of these traditional places are not around anymore, that you don't find a whole lot of whole hog places. But it's sort of having a renaissance as a sort of a special thing, as a sort of a foodie thing in places you might not expect.
Yeah, when I first went on the road in 2008, there were several more places doing it in West Tennessee. A lot of those places disappeared within a year or two. They had switched to doing shoulders or hams. They had switched to using gas or electric cookers. And that's good barbecue. Good barbecue can come out of these places too, but what I fell in love with was the fire, the wood,
sure,
and the whole hog. But it has, like you said, become a hip thing to do, and it has moved out of rural communities where it has only been seen forever into cities. So there's a place in Nashville doing it, Martin's Barbecue. Mm-hmm. There's a place in Asheville that just opened. There's one in Oxford, Mississippi. There's one even opened 2 years ago in Brooklyn, New York, in the neighborhood of Bushwick.
It's kind of an amazing story. There's even a big barbecue festival in New York City now.
There is, and some of those pitmasters will do whole hogs in the middle of Madison Square Park. And it's interesting because I believe there's maybe 15 teams of pitmasters, and all these pitmasters come from restaurants that have restaurants throughout the country. Most put on their shoulders on the pits at night and leave to go enjoy the city. But the two pitmasters who do whole hog that show up every year, they stay up all night.
Sure.
With the Empire State Building kind of looming over them in the rain, in the fog, no matter how cold or hot it gets, they are there smoking hogs throughout the night in the middle of New York City with taxi cabs zooming by, with people walking by and taking pictures and taking selfies with the hog. It's an exciting and very strange thing to see.
We're talking with Ryan Fertel. His book, The One True Barbecue, Fire, Smoke, and the Pitmasters Who Cook the Whole Hog, is just out, and he's going to be signing it this Sunday afternoon at 2 at the booksellers at Laurelwood, and then Monday evening at 5 at Square Books in Oxford. You've spent several years putting this together and sort of seeing the changes going on. What do you think about this? Is this going to be something that is going to sort of evolve, or are we seeing the last of some of these guys, some of these pitmasters, and some of these places?
Well, when I started, what I had in mind is I was documenting something that we were losing in the South, that
right.
I thought, and that a lot of barbecue writers thought was going to disappear within a decade or two. The children of pit masters of this generation do not want to take over the pit, or that's at least what we're told.
Mm-hmm.
It's too labor intensive. The economics of it don't work. There's too much waste with the bones, the skin, the fat.
Right.
It's just not a viable restaurant option. But things have changed in the past couple of years. Just whole hog restaurants, chefs opening whole hog restaurants, James Beard award-winning chefs opening whole hog restaurants in cities. Sons have taken over from their fathers, have kind of inherited the shovel. And this happened with Ricky Parker.
Mm-hmm.
There was always a question of if his sons Zach and Matt would take over, and they did. And they're in their early 20s, and they're doing really, really well running the restaurant that their dad built.
Yeah. The story of Ricky Parker sort of runs as a thread throughout the book, because he was maybe one of the first ones that really took you in and let you see how it worked. And he had ideas. He had ambitions. He wanted to do 100 hogs in one day or one weekend. And unfortunately, he didn't get to do that. But I think that's an example of the kind of people stories that are really at the heart of this book.
Yeah, there's no recipes in the book. You might be able to find your way to cooking a whole hog by reading the book, but it really is about the stories. I grew up in kitchens in my restaurants in my family's group of restaurants, mm-hmm. and less than the food it's the people I remember. And the book is dedicated to the people who I grew up under, who my surrogate parents and grandparents when I was a kid growing up in restaurants. My mom was so busy. My grandmother was so busy running the restaurants. It's the people I remember. It's the radio station that we'd listen to in the kitchen, sitting in the high chair and having them, feed me French fries. It's those memories I remember, their faces, their voices. I don't always remember their names. So the book is dedicated to them. And I tried to do the same with pitmasters. There's a lot of pitmasters who have gotten a lot of attention. Recently or right. over the past couple of decades, the Jones family out of Aiden, North Carolina is famous. They win awards. They're on television. Sam Jones, who is the third generation to run the Skylight Inn in Aiden, has just opened his own restaurant. But just down the highway, there's pitmasters who have gotten no attention, who do the same thing, who cook whole hogs, who have been doing it for several decades. And it's their stories I wanted to tell and to capture.
Well, it's a book that every barbecue aficionado should have. The One True Barbecue, Fire, Smoke, and the Pitmasters Who Cook the Whole Hog by Ryan Fertel, my guest today. He'll be signing it this Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Booksellers at Laurelwood and Monday evening at 5 at Square Books in Oxford. Ryan, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with me today.
Okay, thank you so much.